Thank you for downloading our podcast. This recording has been created by the Tower of London Education Service in conjunction with the Royal Armouries to mark the opening of the exhibition Fit for a King in the White Tower. The Tower of London occupies a prominent place in our nation's history, and over the centuries it has witnessed some of the most dramatic events which have helped to shape the country we live in today. However, through this podcast series, we have opened up the archives to explore some of the less well-known stories of the Tower, giving a compelling and perhaps surprising insight into the Tower of London's role in our cultural memory.
It was during the Great War. On the 18th of October 1915, a quiet young man was brought into the Tower of London. Fernando Buschmann was a businessman with connections in Brazil, London and Hamburg. Something to do with food imports. I don't know. What I do know is that he travelled between these places a lot. I think that's when they started watching him. About a year ago, he started sending telegrams to someone called Flores. His business was suffering, probably because of his German connections, and he was using this contact at Flores, Dix & Co. to borrow money. His last telegram wasn't sent there, though. It was sent to the German military attaché. It read, "Have wired tutor for funds, but no reply. Please do necessary. Am entirely without." Apparently the tutor he referred to was Flores. It turns out that Flores was a German schoolmaster. He had been wounded in action and was known to be an active spy. The British Security Service intercepted this and many more of Buschmann's telegrams. They were sure that Flores, Dix & Co. was a front for a major spy ring in Britain and that Buschmann was working for them. They arrested him in June at his lodgings in South Kensington. They searched his rooms and found a notebook entitled Impressions of London. It was filled with comments on the similarities between Paris and London. He was taken in for questioning. He said he didn't have any contact with Mr. Flores. He said that he'd been suspicious of Mr. Dix and that he thought that Mr. Dix wanted him to do something, some wild scheme that he'd wanted him to take part in. Buschmann said he wanted nothing to do with it. He went on to say that he was never a soldier or a sailor, and he knew nothing of military matters. But he couldn't give any explanation for his contact with a German military attaché. Fernando Buschmann was court-martialed, found guilty, and sent here to the Tower to await his execution. He seemed so calm when he got here, as if he'd accepted his fate and had made his peace. That's why I remember him. Well, that, and another reason. The night before his execution, he was granted a final request. He asked for his violin. That night he played. He played beautifully. I remember the music floating throughout the Tower precincts. I'm sure that everyone who heard it must have stopped dead in their tracks. He played through the night. He finished with Pagliacci, the story of a broken-hearted clown. I often wonder why he chose that piece of music to play last. On the morning of his execution, as he walked past the firing squad, he stopped and asked if any of the soldiers had a young child who was learning a musical instrument. One of the men answered that he did. Buschmann kissed his violin and said, "Goodbye. I shall not want you anymore." He handed it over and was led to a chair, having to sit down because the bullet catcher at the rifle range was very low. His chest bared, he refused a blindfold. The dull cracks of the gunfire echoed through the tower, just as his music had done the night before. I was assigned to guard him. I was there when they shot him, but I couldn't watch. Shortly after his execution, a letter was sent by his wife, Valerie.
Dear Sir, through the last letter of my husband, from the 18th of October, I got the awful news of his death. I can't find words for my grief, but as he called you his dear friend in his last hours, he will have told you about our happy life together. And you know that I passed with him all the very best of my life. Tell me, is it really true he will never come back to me? I can't still believe it. It is too sorrowful. Was it not possible to set him free, as he was innocent and still of Brazilian nationality? My husband told me in his letter that you would tell me all about him. And I entreat you heartily, write me as soon as possible. Tell me all of his last days and months. Had he much to suffer? Was he always alone the whole time of his imprisonment? Was it quite impossible for him to write some words to me, to call me to him? Did he hope to get freedom, or did he know long before that he would be condemned? Had nobody grace with this young, innocent life? Nobody grace with his unhappy wife and child? Have you preserved his rings and violin, which he promised to send to me? Was he at least allowed to keep his violin till his last day? Dear sir, I thank you still heartily that my dear husband found in you such a fine friend in his last sorrowful days. And I will send you his picture as soon as possible. When this dreadful war has come to an end, may I pay you a visit in London, that you tell me details all about my dear beloved husband. But meanwhile, dear sir, write me immediately how all this dreadfulness could happen. Will I find his tomb in London? My only wish is still to sleep there, where my beloved husband is sleeping. Yours, Valerie Bushman.
Some say that Mr. Bushman wasn't a spy at all, that he was an innocent, that he was a pawn in a game that he did not understand, that he had been made a scapegoat. All I know is that I will never forget that music. When it's quiet, when I close my eyes, I think I can still hear that violin telling the story of a broken-hearted clown.
Hello, my name is Bridget Clifford and I am the Royal Armoury's Keeper of Collections at the Tower of London. This podcast is based around material featured in our new display, Prisoners and Punishment, on the top floor of the White Tower. The silver cigarette case owned by Fernando Bushman is a rather melancholy piece. Born in Brazil, Bushman was one of 11 German spies executed at the Tower between 1914 and 1916. The cigarette case offers a glimpse into a past when smoking was not condemned as it is today, and carries an echo of sophistication and secret assignations. Given Bushman's apparent lack of business success, it suggests, like his doomed venture into aviation, a craving for something less ordinary. It is a far cry from the brutal reality of the firing squad.
Historic Royal Palaces is the independent charity that looks after the Tower of London, Hampton Court Palace, the Banqueting House, Kensington Palace, and Kew Palace. We help everyone explore the story of how monarchs and people have shaped society in some of the greatest palaces ever built. We receive no funding from the government or the Crown, so we depend on the support of our visitors, members, donors, volunteers and sponsors. The Tower of London Education Service provides both formal and informal education at the Tower. Each year we welcome over 100,000 education visitors to the Tower, helping them to explore the stories of this magnificent palace and fortress. For more information, please visit our website at www.hrp.org.uk.